I was thinking two things. Otherwise,
oh, there's that as well. Yeah.
Anyhow, so I'm up there. I get on the Rapide's wing, the two wings.
Yeah.
There's a strut. You get out there. This dispatcher says, right, when I thump you in the ribs, just let go and off you go.
Wow.
The chute will open by itself. So I get on there. It hits me in the ribs. So I go, oh, off I go. See a bit of plane, bit of sky, bit of earth. Had to do it again, because we've only got one camera, haven't we?
Oh, did they just the one, yeah?
So they shot me from down below, so they want to come up in the aeroplane. So I got in the aeroplane, out again, on the wing, doing about 50 miles an hour, it's quite a breeze. And he hits me in the ribs, and I just hesitated, just for a moment. And I thought, oh, the heck. And I let go. And as I let go, he said, come back! And I reached up, and his little aeroplane went, boom, and disappeared. And he said after, he said, well, we always let you out the first time. When we know you're competent, you know what you're doing, we have a bit of fun on the thing.
Oh, no. Yeah, they just do it, yeah. Yeah. Did you actually eat the stuff on Blue Peter as well, the recipes that come in? Did you do that?
Is anybody here ever eat anything I made? Well, if you did, you wouldn't be here anyhow, don't you? I hate three things in life, onion, cheese and tomato. And all I ever cooked was onion, cheese and tomato. And Pete and Leslie used to try and get me to eat this stuff. And I used to call them the poison tasters, you see.
Mm.
And so what would happen? They'd come on at the end. And Pete one day got hold of me by the wrist and said, right, this time you are going to eat it. So I said, yeah, okay, Pete. And I just dropped the fork. Pete saw it and he went down to pick it up. Put his foot on it and pulled it off the bottom of my shoe and said, oh,
this is not the air.
Yes. Sorry, me, I can't eat that. Oh, well, we'll see you again on Thursday. Goodbye.
So you never actually ate none of those special dishes where they said this is easy?
Sick,
yeah?
Oh, yeah.
And it was real tough to get one of those badges, wasn't it? People thought, oh, I'll bet around the BBC again. But it's tough to get a Blue Peter badge, wasn't it? Pretty tough.
I haven't got one.
Haven't you really?
Nobody wouldn't give me one of them.
Oh, well, you really did have to earn them, huh?
Yeah, I had to write up with an idea or something, which was very good, really, for kids.
What would you rather read? Your 25 quid for jumping out the plane or a Blue Peter badge?
25 quid
for jumping out the plane. Yeah. What would you say at this moment, looking back, was the best thing? I know it's a hacky question, but the best thing about your career here at the BBC, the Blue Peter years, what would you say, Dick? That's great.
I don't know. My parachute jump was certainly fun. The crest was fun. The driving all the racing cars was fun. The drive, everything, really.
Last question. This is intriguing. I've always thought it was a great one of these BBC Two theme nights in getting the original presenters back to do shows again one more time. Supposing they said, we want you with the actual scripts from a typical show to do it once more, would you?
Yeah, for a
Would you jump out of a plane again?
No, I have terrible trouble letting in the words.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd say that Broadway's lost. BBC's game. Mr. John Notes there. There he is.